This is your wake-up call. I thought I had a great idea to improve ratings and lengthen listener attention span at the radio station where I worked. I typed up my proposal and marched into my boss's office, only to be shot down like a U-2 missile over England during World War II. The idea was ripped apart, and so was my ego. The two words that best describe my response: disappointed and devastated. I went home, had my little pity party, and in the morning I was back at my desk. My mind was whizzing, not at what went wrong, but at what else could be done to improve station ratings in an overcrowded major media market. A few months later, at a special staff meeting, the boss introduced a new promotion with great fanfare, bells, and whistles. I sat in shock as my idea was now touted as the boss's ingenious new on-air promotion. Our eyes met across the crowded room. He gave no credit, said not one thank you. I'd been had. One of the lessons I learned that day was to always watch out for the bears when swimming upstream. We continue our thoughts this morning about swimming upstream. Bears gather along the river's edge when they are hungry, and especially at spawning time. The salmon are confident and committed, swimming upstream to do what they cannot help do, produce. They are programmed to jump the rapids, leaping out of the water with their scales catching the light and glistening as an easy target for hungry bears. All the bear has to do is wait by the river. There is no college degree required or special talent needed to patiently wade into the water's edge, scouting for jumping salmon. Raw animal instincts prompts the bear, male or female, to stick out a paw at the right time, and bingo, it's lunchtime. It is survival of the hungriest that rules the day. At the development of every good idea, the charting of new direction and destination, the deepening of meaning and purpose, the emergence of nuance, the dawn of achievement, or the genesis of innovation, there are always hungry bears waiting close by to stick out a paw and snatch that new thing at the right time. Just one swipe of office politics and you're taken out of the flow of the river. You are somebody's lunch. Your ideas are somebody else's trophy or prize decorating their wall or mantelpiece. Today is a good day to fret not thyself because of evildoers. That's what the psalmist writes in Psalm 37, verse 1. Please watch out for the bears. Try not to swim alone, but only with those you trust. Swim towards the center of the river so you're not an easy prey to the bears on the edge. Protect your ideas and don't share them too soon. Market them around with others just prior to presentation. If they are rejected only to resurface again, well, everybody knows it was yours. The boss or your best friend may steal your stuff, but at least you had a good idea. And if you had a good one, God'll give you another. There's a whole lot more where that came from. Just a reminder, just make a little small sign out of a note card or file cards that says, "Do not feed the animals." Put the sign on your desk, your bathroom mirror, or cover the commode. It will remind you, dear salmon, that there are hungry bears waiting at the edge of your life. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.